Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear day across much of Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing sunny skies, making it a great day to be outdoors. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Trump was warned an Iran war could spiral. 6 months later, it has. Also, Walla notes just in that Trump received warnings before the attack on Iran. Military leaders cautioned about the closure of Hormuz and potential regime changes. Also this hour, I-24 News states the U.S. sanctions dozens over Iran's military and oil networks. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that drugs were found in Gaza aid as the IDF destroyed Hamas weapons depots in a mosque and arrested a West Bank terrorist. And finally, Axios reveals from earlier reporting that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported nearly an hour ago that Pakistan's chief of defense forces met with Iran's National Security Council. Iran expressed distrust towards the U.S. I-24 News, an Israeli international news broadcaster, shared earlier today that a far-right MK was caught demolishing a monument in a Palestinian village. Ynet Global also noted just an hour ago that a Knesset member was filmed smashing a terror memorial in a Palestinian village under army guard. Let's go deeper. Starting with the warnings to Trump. Ynet reports that U.S. officials cautioned former President Trump about potential consequences of engaging with Iran, including the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and American losses. This comes after 6 months of escalating conflict. The warnings underscore the increasing volatility in the region. Turning to Iran and U.S. sanctions, I-24 News details that the U.S. is targeting entities and individuals connected to Iran's military and oil sectors. This move aims to cut off financial support for Iran's military activities. The sanctions are likely to further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has been active in dismantling Hamas's infrastructure, including weapons depots in a mosque. The discovery of drugs and aid shipments adds complexity to the humanitarian situation. A senior COGAT official stated that Hamas poses a significant obstacle to improving conditions in Gaza. This highlights the ongoing challenges in achieving peace and stability. And finally, Syria and Israel. Axios reports that both nations are attempting to calm tensions after an Israeli airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, but Israel defended its actions. The diplomatic efforts to ease tensions suggest a cautious approach in preventing further escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, Kotek reports from earlier this week that China's humanoid robot race is advancing from demonstrations to actual deployment. Over 300 companies showcase their robots in Beijing, moving towards practical applications. Separately, Ynet Business shares that Stig has expanded its AI billing platform by acquiring Receive.ai. This acquisition allows for enhanced management of customer contracts and invoicing. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Get is expanding its services to dozens of countries globally. The new platform enables Israelis to use the service abroad with payments in shekels, simplifying international travel. In latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.